go to doctors, and as we said, you know, you get a pill or a drug, and if 2 minutes in, 2 minutes out, and, you know, you're on your own. But maybe someday nutrition and good health concepts will be taught in kindergarten, elementary school, where people will learn how to eat right and have good hygiene, have good concepts with back alignment, and know the right things to do, and then not end up in emergency rooms and chronic care settings and hospitals, taking chemotherapy or cortisone, what have you. Even though there still is a need for those things because of our misguided ways, we have to take care of everyone, because we're not perfect. I'm not perfect, and I don't know anyone that is. So we just have to keep our faith in the Lord and try to do the right thing, eat right, think right, and go the right path. So colonic irrigation, we use disposable tubing, purified water. And did you want to say anything else about that?
Yeah, something can be insignificant, you know, something that's, but it can have a big influence if you have, you're closing a business deal or something, and all of a sudden you're speaking, you have bad breath, you know.
Halitosis.
If you do, you know, the colonic irrigations, that'll clear up your bad breath.
It has helped so many people. That's another topic. Halitosis. So many people have started out with bad breath. Their digestion is poor. A lot of the problem is the colon hardening with years and years of layers of plaque. Then there's a backup in the small intestine, and the stomach gets backed up, and then things just don't work right. They're not making enough hydrochloric acid in their stomach.